This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1199, Spur of the Moment, by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. We have 5 shows where we do that. And hey, Optimal Relationships Daily, which has been off for a few months, is scheduled to come back tomorrow. So please subscribe and check out the new episodes. The narrator, Jocelyn, had a baby recently, so he thought it'd be nice to put the show on pause. But it's coming back. Hopefully, her other baby is sick right now, like I was last week. So hoping he's better and everything is set to get her show back up and running. So yeah, please make sure you're subscribed to that show to hear new articles, hopefully tomorrow, and to hear how she's doing after these few months. I'll give you a quick reminder at the end. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Spur of the Moment by Tynan of Tynan.com. Last night, I was in the Las Vegas airport waiting for boarding to start on my flight. I went there an hour early because I didn't have time to play poker, so I figured I could get on Wi-Fi and get some work done. I knocked out a couple small set bugs and then remembered about getgoing.com, the YC-backed discount flight site. The way it works is you pick 2 deeply discounted flights that you'd be willing to take, put in your credit card, and GetGoing picks one for you. You don't know where you're going until after you've paid. When I first got invited to the site, I mucked around with it and found some really great fares to both Beijing and Shanghai. Maybe I should go to China, I thought. 20 minutes later, my flight to Shanghai was booked. I like making impulsive decisions like this. My past is filled with them, and none that I can think of have ended in regret. Actually, if I were asked what I thought my biggest strength is, I would probably say that it is making good decisions very quickly. I wasn't always good at making quick decisions. 12 years ago, I had the opportunity to fly on the Concorde for $1,000. It was usually over $10,000 round trip. I really wanted to do it, so I called a few friends to see if anyone else was interested. There was some hemming and hawing, but no one was ready to commit. Well, I thought I'll wait until tomorrow and buy a ticket then if I still want to go. The next day came, and the deal was gone. Now the Concorde is decommissioned, and I'll never have the chance to ride it. Strange as it sounds, this is probably one of the bigger regrets in my life. I really wish I got to ride the Concorde before it folded. The most important thing to realize about quick decisions is that the amount of information you have about a decision tends to follow a logarithmic curve. The initial pieces of information are the most important, and subsequent bits add very little to your understanding of the decision. Think about the questions you'd ask if you were buying a car. I had no intention of buying a vehicle 24 hours before the purchase of most vehicles I've bought. At first, you'd ask whether it's still for sale, how many miles, and how the condition is. That fills in most of the blanks. Then you ask if the owner has ever had any problems, somewhat important. Then you start asking if it has certain accessories or what kind of stereo it has. Those questions add very little to your understanding and critically probably can't change your decision. With the Concorde deal, I knew a lot initially. I knew that I could ride the Concorde, knew how much it would cost, and where it was going. Most importantly, I knew that I could afford it and that I wanted to go. What additional information could possibly come in the following 24 hours that I gave myself to make the decision? I can't think of any. The information you get early on in the decision is almost always enough to make a good decision. The rest of the information is generally immaterial, confusing, or will be interpreted to confirm the decision you already want to make. Oh, the weather is nice this time of year in London? Then I should definitely go. Now I know better. I realized that the price to go to China was dirt cheap, that I liked both Beijing and Shanghai, and that I want to go. What else could I possibly hope to know? More information could come in that would make me even happier I'm going, but I can't think of anything that could reasonably dissuade me from going. So I bought the ticket without really thinking much about it. It's also important to understand that very little you'll do is really that big of a deal. Going to China for 3 weeks sounds like some big thing, but in practice, it's not much of anything. You sit on a plane for 15 hours, probably getting some amazing work done, and then you're in a new place surrounded by humans that aren't all that different from the humans you live near. That's not to diminish the awesomeness of traveling, only to illustrate that in reality, the decision to take a trip like that isn't really some big life decision that people might make it out to be. In particular, the possible downsides of any decision you're seriously considering will tend to be minimal. Why not just take your time on decisions? First, you'll miss opportunities all over the place. I missed the Concorde. When I found out that a room was open in Project Hollywood, I called and claimed it within an hour, despite living in Texas in a house I had a mortgage on. If I'd given myself a day, I would have missed out on making a lot of great friends, having an incredible experience, and becoming a good pickup artist. Other guys gave themselves time to think, and they missed out on all that. Maybe they're kicking themselves like I do about the Concorde. Beyond missing opportunities, you run the risk of wasting a lot of time if you take a while to make decisions. Chances are 95% of them would have been made the same whether you gave yourself an hour or a day. I'm not convinced the remaining 5% would be better decisions due to contemplation, because often what happens is fear kicks in and you talk yourself out of doing something that would actually be good for you. At the same time, you've now wasted hours and hours of time being distracted by a decision instead of just choosing something and getting ready for your next decision. Also, consider that some decisions will have to be made quickly. If you're not adept at making fast decisions, you will likely just default to taking the safe route, which is often synonymous with passing up good opportunities because you'll feel paralyzed by the deadline. Someone who makes fast decisions all the time will feel comfortable and make a good decision. I'd rank quick decision-making right up there in terms of skills that have been most beneficial to me. I've also seen others miss out on huge opportunities, not because they were any less intelligent than me, but because they couldn't make a decision as quickly as I could. In extreme cases, I've seen people so affected by big decisions like what to do with their lives that they avoid the decision and end up doing nothing at all. It's scary. So next time you have a big decision, challenge yourself to make it within an hour. If you're too scared to do that, determine what you would have decided after an hour and see how it compares to your final decision. You'll probably find that it's exactly the same. You just listened to the post titled Spur of the Moment by Tynan of Tynan.com. A nice test to try out there at the end. If you come across a big decision, try thinking about it for an hour, come up with a decision, and if you still want to wait maybe a day, a two, a week, whatever, wait that time and see if the decision was the same to begin with. That's really interesting. And again, a quick reminder, please subscribe to Optimal Relationships Daily. It's been out of production for a few months, and I'd love to show Jocelyn some support and have some listeners over there. She narrates articles from many of the same authors you hear right on this show. So please subscribe and listen starting tomorrow. That's Optimal Relationships Daily. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day, great weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday and for episode 1200, where your optimal life awaits.